The dork you grew up with on radio for 40 years is now in a tidy digital place. Doc on Demand, where you pick the topics, then you be on the dang podcast. Live now in the Eagle app.
Man, I've been looking forward to this episode of Yours Truly on Demand for a long time. A long time buddy, family member, truth be told. Blaine Mundell, we're cousins, right? Is that what my mom told me? We're cousins?
I believe that is correct. So, I always say that you're my cousin. I would think you would never want to claim me, but no, I understand.
No, anyway, Blaine Mundell, longtime buddy. We have so many stories to tell. Let's actually go back to the beginning. I want to talk about a group that you and Michelle have started, Random Acts of Continuing Kindness, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So we'll get into that, but I also want to talk about you and I grew up together with playing baseball in Hannibal at Clemens Field. What was it? Was it Quarry League back then when we first kind of started playing together? We competed a lot back in those days, right?
Yeah, it was Quarry League. And I tell you what, you know, the old Clemens Field, we had so much fun doing so many different things and playing baseball there. I have memory after memory after memory because my father coached and he coached me. And you know what? My dad was a tremendous man. We were a very close family, but man, we had some good times there, didn't we?
I remember you and your brother, we had so many games, and it's kind of funny because, you know, as older people now, we can embellish, you know, we can, because there were no phone cameras back then. There's no video proof of what actually happened.
Correct.
So.
Which is a good thing.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. But then going through school, you know, I think most people are aware of your high school football career, man. You accomplished so much, not just on the field, but even afterwards. You were a broadcaster of games for a while, right?
I did. I broadcasted games with J.R. Dirksen, and just we had a blast. You know, I was in college. I was looking for something to do, and J.R. called me. And, of course, I love Pirate football. Pirate football has been a passion of mine ever since I was little, growing up and having Brad Griffey and talking to Brad Griffey and talking to all the great players that came before me. And then the ones that came after me. Somebody sent me a list of quarterbacks the other day throughout history. And I tell you what, it's great to look back. Kevin Payne, Scott Rampey, and then, you know, look at our future quarterbacks. Cortland Watson, Waylon Anders. We've had Marvin Jones. We've had some great players. And really, honestly, some very solid people. Just great character people, you know, that kind of characterizes the football program. Is great character, hardworking, tough kids that will lay the smack down on you.
I got to tell you, it put a smile on my face now that we're beating Jeff City regularly. Because you remember when we played? I'll never forget. I think it was maybe ninth grade or JV. I can't remember, but we were going to Jeff City to play my first time down there, and I knew I was in trouble. Because our bus pulled up, and there were like 5-year-old kids in pads with helmets, and I'm thinking they've been playing since this size, and that was the only time that I got completely destroyed on a football field. Without making this a more colorful story than it needs to be, back in those days, you were quarterback, I was a wide receiver. Brent Arthod, who's also a family, was our quarterback, and. There was one play where I was supposed to go out as a wide receiver and distract the cornerback across the field so that our running back then it was Steve Otker and Robert Stallings, could get free for a bomb. And so I run the play. The cornerback isn't buying my fake at all. The play completely failed. And I can't remember if it was Coach Schoenfeld or Bringer back in those days that read me the riot act on the sidelines. Like, next time, get this done. So I did. I traced the ancestry of the cornerback for Jeff City, and sure enough, Robert got free for a bomb. It's one of the few touchdowns. I think we've only scored two that night. Anyway, the story goes to this. On the ensuing kickoff, I'll never forget, he was number 45 of Jeff City. I was on the kickoff team. I'm coming down the field, and all I remember was seeing a blur. This was the cornerback that I faked out. He found me on the kickoff. I woke up on the field with somebody pulling my pants up to try to get oxygen back into me.
Oh, he dusted you.
He does to me. That ended my football career. Yeah. Well, let's talk about Blaine Mundell current. The one reason I wanted to visit with you, man, is you and Michelle have started, I think, a group that is you've already done a lot of good, but I think it's something that people need to know about. Let's talk about Random Acts of Continuing Kindness. What inspired you to do this?
Well, you know, Doc, years ago, and I coached a lot in my lifetime, and I had so many athletes that I absolutely loved. I coached one that was killed in a car accident, and we started a foundation. Well, when I chose to leave Hannibal, the foundation kind of went to the wayside, which that happens. It does. Nobody's fault whatsoever. But when I came back, I really wanted to do something for the community. You know, the community of Hannibal has done so much for me. It has given me a great life. It's given me things that you can only hope for in dreams. And I really feel like our world needs a little kindness.
Absolutely.
It does. It's just, you know, it really is traced back to my mom and dad. My mom, she loved to give back to people. You know, when people say it's so much better to give than to receive, it's absolutely a fact. The things that we give away and the smiles that put on people's face, it's unreal how joyous it is for us.
So what are some examples of things you've done so far?
Well, we have done really all kinds of things. We put money on lunch accounts anonymously across the school district. We have taken meals to people. We have purchased meals at different restaurants for people. We've given away to essential workers that work through the pandemic. We give away $100 tips. We just this weekend raised $625 for Gage Leftwich. Gage was, he died at 22, and Nathan Munger was involved with the Gage Leftwich Memorial Run, and we raised some money for it. We do all kinds of different things. You know, really, I ask people, get on there and give me some suggestions. Tell me what you think, because we'll do it. You know, back when we had the foundation, and you talk about a guy that can't hammer a nail in.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm horrible with that. We put a roof on a house because the people had water running in. And I'll always say that Roger McGregor, because Roger McGregor is a fabulous man also. Roger McGregor helped me. Ron Greenwell helped me. And, you know, this is not about me. This is about the community of Hannibal. This is about a ton of people that have helped me so much. You know, one thing that people really liked, I think, as much as anything, is cleaning up the Mark Twain mosaic.
Yes, as we absolutely. Came in. I was going to ask you about that because I saw you and some other friends talking online that it had a lot of overgrowth, and you guys cleaned that beautiful thing up.
It did. You know, there's only two of those in the state of Missouri, and I have a little connection to this one. My uncle, Brad Sanders, was actually on the bucket line that put the rock into the mosaic. So, and it's been 20 years ago. So we have a little family history there, and people were just saying, you know, how bad it was. Well, Roger McGregor is a doer. And he called me and he said, Blaine, let's just go clean it. And then Rick Johnson, great guy, lives in front of me. He took, I don't even know what kind of machinery it is, but he took a mower up there and he just mowed it down, made it look great. Michael Dobson and I and Roger went up. We pulled the weeds, cut stuff around it. And we actually have a 3-year permit to take care of it for the next 3 years. And I love it. Passed it coming up to see you and just thought, you know what? That's neat. It's neat that so many people jumped in and helped us do that. The community of Hannibal, they're awesome people.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's one of the, you know, when I made the unfortunate decision about six, seven years ago to head out west, and I would tell people, I'd tell other people out west about what the community is like here. And you know, it's like hard to believe, but it's like, yeah, you know, it's like when you walk out of a store, you make eye contact, you say hello. Doesn't matter if you know them or not. That's the culture around here.
It is. It absolutely is. And you know what? That's the way it should be. It does not matter. I will say, you know, only thing that matters is what's in your heart. And that's absolutely a mantra of mine because, you know, I love people. I'm a people person. I love giving back. And like I said, I've been blessed. So there's no reason for me not to give back to the community of Hannibal.
Yeah, I think that's one thing. We're talking about football, and we've been so fortunate in our lives, I know, to come across some really amazing men. Coach Bringer, Coach Nolan, Coach Schoenfeld, Coach Nesbitt. So many guys. I remember Coach Hill back in eighth grade. I'm not sure if anybody remembers Coach Hill in Hannibal, but so many great men that were great examples that I've carried things they've told me with me my entire life.
That's true. I still stay in touch with Coach Nesbitt. He tweeted the other day because I talked to him just a little bit, and he tweeted to me that I was his first quarterback as a head coach, and I was telling him that I put him in the Hall of Fame, and which is completely wrong because he is he's a great man, and Truman is they're doing great up there.
Coach Nesbitt's a
great guy. My son actually goes to Truman, Alec, and he started some esports. The one thing that I regret in my life is telling my kids to get off the video games.
I know,
they'll never
right?
take you anywhere. That was absolutely the wrong thing to say, because it has grown. The esports programs have grown so much. It's just incredible.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So many things I could talk about with you, Blaine. This could be the longest podcast in the history of radio. But before I let you go, well, let's talk about, first of all, with the Random Acts of Continuing Kindness. If somebody wants to get involved, you guys have a Facebook group. Is that all you have to do? Just join there?
That's all you have to do. Send me a friend request. I'll send it back to you. If you're not already a friend of mine, just get on the page and send and just request it. I'll make sure that I send out some invitations and things like that, and just get on the page. And if you have some ideas, or you have somebody in need, if you have somebody in need, PM me. I've had people PM me before, and I look into it. Then we'll do all kinds of different things. And you know what? I always try to tell my group where our money is going, because they want to know.
Yeah, for sure.
They want to know. And it's awesome. It's just an awesome thing that people have responded to. It's grown from, I think we're up to almost 400 or 500 members, maybe
That's
even
terrific.
More than that now. And, it's grown from just zero to a thing. Hey, I wanted to start, and here we go. Here we are.
And a lot of the people that are in the most need won't speak up and ask for help.
Yeah, they won't. And even the underserved, there are a lot of people out here that do get a lot of things, but there are a lot of people that won't speak up, and they're underserved. And if you know of somebody that's in that position, let me know, because this is a time of giving. This is a time to give thanks, and we want to do that.
I can't let you go without talking baseball. My life is filled with nothing but St. Louis Cardinal and Chicago Cub fans. And to my Cub friends who are after me all the time talking Cardinals, I was actually cheering for them in 2016. I was happy to see them get that done. But now we're back to St. Louis Cardinal fandom. So who do you think the Cardinals are going to get the offseason? Who should we go get?
Well, I tell you, I always build every team up the middle. In every sport, if you really think about it, if you have a good football team, you usually have a good center, good quarterback, good running back. If you have a good defense, you have a good nose guard, you have good linebackers, you have a good free safety. I feel the same way with baseball. It's always pitching, catching, second base, shortstop, and center field. So, we're great on the corners. Goldie and Arenado are unbelievable. I would love to see Trey Turner. I think he's absolutely a fabulous player, and he's a Cardinal type player. He's fast. He hustles, great glove. I think he won the Silver Slugger. Wilson Contreras, I'd like to just take him away from the Cubs.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Although, in 2016, I have a lot of Cub friends too. I was very happy for him because, everybody needs to experience that World Series once in their life.
Yeah.
We've been really lucky to experience it multiple times. There's no feeling in the world as your professional team winning a world championship.
I was and am an Anthony Rizzo fan, even when he was a Cub. I'll never forget one game the Cardinals play. I can't remember who was hit. One of our players actually got hit in the head, and Rizzo was down the line. He was the first person to check on whoever it was that got hit, and I always remember that. I'm like, okay, above and beyond baseball, this guy is a sportsman, right? So it's all good. I think Contreras would be interesting. I think that the games at Wrigley Field would be extra tasty this coming year if that would happen. I agree on Turner, too. I think he'd be good. Anything else you want to add, brother?
Well, I tell you what, I can check off my bucket list of talking to Doc Holliday on. Now, my bucket doesn't have a whole lot of water in it.
Your bucket's got a hole.
Yeah, it's got a hole in it, but that's okay. It's something that I love to do. And I tell you what, Doc, thank you for the invitation. You've been a great friend. You've been a great friend my whole life. I've been honored to know you. You do a fantastic job on the radio, and we love having you back in this area.
Hey, love you, man. Best best continuing with the Random Acts of Continuing Kindness. That's a great effort. We're going to keep telling the story.
Thank you, sir.
Doc on Demand. No rules, no rails, no kidding. Now, in the 100.9 Eagle app, you've been warned.